Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Friday to you, and looking forward to our Lord's Day on Sunday and first Sunday of April, and we're ready for it and hope you are as well. And let's continue to be faithful to our Lord throughout the month of April, and hopefully spring has come to be with us. And it's still not quite, I don't think, spring-like, but it's coming, and we'll be faithful to serve the Lord today. This is the day the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And I hope you'll be prepared for the Lord's Day as well. We'll have service 9:30, Bible study and Sunday school classes. 10:30 is our morning service. 5:30 is our evening service. We have a Spanish church as well, and they meet at the identical times on Sunday of 9:30, 10:30, and 5:30. And we hope you can, if you have some Hispanic friends, you invite them out for those services on Sunday. All right, listen, if your Bible's nearby, I want to talk to you about something today. Would a living man do this? Do what? Well, let's look at Lamentations chapter 3. Lamentations right after Jeremiah and before Ezekiel. Small little book there. And Lamentations chapter 3. And the Bible says in verse 39, "Wherefore doth a living man complain? A man for the punishment of his sins. Let us search and try our ways and turn again to the Lord. Let us lift up our heart with our hands unto the God in the heavens." Would a living, he says, "Wherefore doth a living man complain?" What? Heading into Yankton, South Dakota, there's a sign that reads, "Yankton, South Dakota, home of 30,000 friendly people and a few soreheads." Well, I guess all of us can be a sorehead from time to time. We all can tend to be negative instead of positive, discouraging instead of encouraging, dragging people down instead of lifting them up. We're kind of like the monk who joined the monastery and took a vow of silence. After the first 10 years, his superior called him in and asked, "Do you have anything to say?" And the monk said, "Food bad." Another 10 years went by, and again, the monk had opportunity to voice his thoughts. And they asked him, "Do you have anything to say?" He said, "Bed hard." Well, another 10 years went by, and again he was called before his superior. And again, asked if he had anything to say, and he said, "I quit." And his superior said, "It doesn't surprise me a bit. You've done nothing but complain since you got here." Well, Jeremiah asked this question here in Lamentations 3. Wherefore should a living man complain? Why would we complain? We breathe God's air. We drink God's water. We walk on God's earth. We eat God's food. Complaining. Complain means an expression of unhappiness, an expression of dissatisfaction. And boy, isn't that the American pastime? We complain about everything. The employee complains about the management. The management complains about the employee. The student complains about the teacher. The teacher complains about the student. The parents complain about the children. Children complain about the parents. We complain about traffic and taxes and politicians and weather and government. There's an old song we used to sing when I was a lot younger. Oh, they grumble on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Grumble on Thursday, too. Grumble on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Grumble the whole week through. Yeah, I don't want to be a grumbler. Let's be clear about something here. Complaining is a sin against God. Before sin entered the world, Adam and Eve never complained about anything. They didn't complain about God putting a tree in the garden that they were forbidden to eat from. They didn't have any complaint about the command to only eat the vegetables, or the command that God had given them to do and take care of the garden. No, one of Satan's first temptations was to get Adam and Eve discontent with God's plan for them. "Is it true," he said, "you cannot eat of every tree of the garden?" You see, he's trying to make them feel like God is being restrictive and God is being domineering. That God's trying to keep you from something that's good and fun. No, he said, God knows when you eat that tree, you'll be like God. In other words, don't trust God. Don't believe him. Be discontent with what God's given you and what God's plan for you is. And that's the state of our world today. We get discontent about everything. We get discontent with a job and discontent with our home or our phone or our electronics or our family or our church. For some reason, it's hard to find anything that we're content with. It's just now in the tendency of man's sin nature to complain. Remember Adam, when he confronted about his sin, he said, "Well, God, it's the woman you gave me." And when God asked him when he'd eaten of the tree, he didn't say, "Yeah, I did it. My fault." He really was blaming God, not just blaming the woman. And the Bible says in Philippians 2 and verse 14, "Let's do all things without murmurings and disputings." Oh, let's not complain about what God's done for us. When the Israelites complained about what God did for them in the Old Testament, the Bible said God got angry at their complaining. Now, let me give you three reasons today why complaining makes God angry, or why complaining is a sin. Number one, it denies that God is in control. The psalmist would write, "My times are in thy hand." Job would write, In fact, God would ask Job in Job 38 and also in verse 40, can the creature ask the creator, "Why did you do this? Why, who am I? I'm the created. I'm the creature. And can I complain to the creator? Who knows better, God or me?" Ask yourself this: am I a complainer? What do you say about your job? What do you say about your spouse? What do you say about your children? What do you say about the weather? What do you say about the day of the week? What do you say about government? When I complain, it means I have a failure to trust that God is in control of my life. That leads to discontentment. In other words, I'm unhappy with what God has brought into my life. I distrust God and will not submit what he's brought into my life. So many of us are like that man marooned on a desert island. He'd been there for 5 years when he was finally found and rescued. And as he climbed onto the rescue boat, the curious rescuers noticed three grass huts. "We thought you were alone. Why are there three huts?" He said, "Well, that first hut there is my home. The second hut is my church." Well, they said, "What's the third hut for?" He said, "Oh, that's the church I used to go to." You see, some people are just never content. They're never satisfied. And so, understand, I read this recently. "I will not grumble, grunt, or growl, or sit or mope like some old owl, because life's inconvenient things do test the strength of soaring wing, with which to rise above the roof of Grumble House, and thus give proof that I belong to Pleasant Town, and wear a smile, but never a frown. Thus will be my aged wrinkled face, reflecting my Father's loving grace." I'm not going to complain. I'm not going to grow old and be a grumpy old man. I won't do it. It denies that God's in control. Number two, complaining disrupts Christian unity. That's what happened to the children of Israel back in Numbers 13. When they complained, they exaggerated their problem. And that's what complaining does. It exaggerates the problem. And then things got tough and things got really rough for Israel. They complained because the water was bitter. And that going to the promised land wasn't as easy as they thought it was going to be. And so they had disappointments and difficulties, and so they complained. And they complained because they didn't believe God. Psalm 106, verses 24 and 25. "Yea, they despised the pleasant land. They believed not his word, but murmured in their tents, and hearkened not unto the voice of the Lord." In other words, they didn't believe that God was going to take care of them. They didn't believe God when he told them he'd bring them to the promised land. And listen, when our lives get tough, when our lives get difficult, we complain because we just don't believe his promises. But God says, "I'm going to take care of you. Your food, your drink, your shelter, your clothing." Don't complain about those things in life. You know, Satan always loves to get us to focus on the one thing we don't like instead of the nine things we do. Years ago, I had a couple in the church who was upset about a decision I'd made and something I took a stand on, and they came in to tell me they didn't agree, which is the right thing to do, by the way. They didn't go to everybody else. They came right to the pastor, and I made a list out that day of 10 things. I mean, I put down salvation by grace through faith, and that we believe the Bible is the Word of God, baptism by immersion, faithfulness of services, standards of separation, the resurrection of Christ, the imminent return of Christ. And I listed 10 things. And then I listed the one thing we didn't agree on. And I said, "Can we focus on the 9 things we agree on and not the one we don't?" And they agreed and they stayed. Listen, don't complain because you have problems. You have problems because you complain. No victory, no joy, no promised land. The Israelites, they just went in circles for 40 years until what? All the complainers were dead. And then Joshua and Caleb led them into the promised land. Why would a living man complain? It denies that God is in control. It disrupts Christian unity, and it discredits your Christian testimony. I mentioned earlier, Philippians, do all things without murmurings and disputings. The Bible says, because you're to be blameless and harmless, the sons of God. And complaining's a detriment to the cause of Christ. Will Bowen said, complaining is like bad breath. You notice it when it comes out of somebody else's mouth, but not your own. Little girl surprised her mother with a beautiful bouquet of flowers. She had purchased with her own money. She said, Mom, this is for you. You work so hard around here and no one seems to appreciate you. Mother said, well, thank you, sweetheart, but Daddy works hard too. And the little girl said, well, I know that, but he doesn't complain about it. Oh, listen, Paul and Silas complained. Had they complained about the beating and the stocks, you think that jailer would have gotten saved? You think he ever would have come in and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? Don't be a complainer. It hurts your testimony for Christ. You eat some grapes. One says, boy, these are sweet. But another says, yeah, but they have seeds. Somebody sees some flowers and you say, boy, these are beautiful red roses. And the other says, yes, but they're full of thorns. Cultivate thankfulness. Cultivate gratefulness. Are you a praiser or are you a complainer? Two friends met each other one day on the street. One looked discouraged and forlorn, almost on the verge of tears. And he said, what happened to you, my old friend? And the fellow said, let me tell you. 3 weeks ago, my uncle died and left me $40,000. Wow, that's a lot of money. Yeah, but you see, 2 weeks ago, a cousin I never knew died. He left me $85,000, free and clear. Well, man, it sounds to me like you've been blessed. No, you don't understand. Last week, my great aunt passed away, and I inherited almost $250,000 from her. Now the man's feeling really confused. He said, then how come you're looking so glum? He said, this week, nothing. You see, we come to the point where we expect to get certain things or certain blessings, and they don't come, and then we get bitter, or we get discouraged, and we complain. The Bible says, in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Be thankful. If you don't have everything you want, be thankful you have something to look forward to. Be thankful you don't know something because you have opportunity to learn. Be thankful for the difficult times because they grow you. Be thankful for mistakes because they teach you valuable lessons. Be thankful for your troubles because they will become your greatest blessings. Oh, I don't think we're going to see revival in our lives, our homes, our churches, or our nation until we stop complaining and start thanking God for all He's done for us. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. Let's not complain. Complaining. Why would a living man complain? Complaining denies that God's in control. It disrupts Christian unity, and it certainly discredits your Christian testimony. Oh, let's be good advertisements for Jesus today, all right? And let's praise Him for all He's done, and let His praise be continually in our mouths. Have a wonderful Friday, everybody. I look forward to seeing some of you in the church service on Sunday, and the rest of us will come back, Lord willing, for the broadcast on Monday. Again, thanks for listening to Words to Encourage Radio, and until Monday, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio. The joy of serving Jesus.
Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.